weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And now I want to welcome back into the studio Fiona Nolan from the Northside Enterprise Centre. Good afternoon, Fiona.
Afternoon, John.
It's a while since you were in.
It's been a while since I've been in. Yeah, I've been busy working away.
Busy. Things going good over there?
Very good, yeah. Yeah, the centre's full. And we've done some renovation work as well, so we've made more units available and they're already taken up. So there's a lot of activity out there and small companies are feeling the impact of the rise in the economy, which is great. It's great for everybody, yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Great thing to hear. And the Coda Dojo still going strong?
Coda Dojo still going strong. Now we're taking a break now. We will kick off again in the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots of kids learn how to code and God knows what they're coming up with behind their parents' backs. All good.
So it's really taken off, that Coda Dojo. We won't get into this conversation.
No, it has. We see kids and technology. Yeah. I mean, they're born with these gadgets in their hands, you know. Somebody told me the other day she saw a two-year-old with a book and was swiping her finger across the front of the book because she thought it was an iPad. You know, so I suppose there's a bit of job to be done there. But so technology is where it's at in kids.
Definitely.
Kids, but this is about, as you know, Coda Dojo is about coding and programming. So it's just another step for them.
Okay, we're going to talk about this workshop that's coming up.
Yes, we're having, it's called the Innovation and Entrepreneurial Skills Passport, and we're doing it in conjunction with an organisation called the Startup Ireland. And Startup Ireland is a government-supported organisation, and it is looking at identifying Ireland as the place to come to start up a small business, or the best place to be in Europe.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're piloting the workshop. And it's focusing on giving people an understanding of what entrepreneurship is about or what self-employment is about prior to them embarking on the road to self-employment, so that they know what they're getting into, they know exactly what it takes to become an entrepreneur, what the traits are, and how to deal with and tackle issues as they come up. So looking at communication skills and networking skills, and you know, just making them more aware of, it's not just about setting up your own business, it's actually in terms of sustainability and long term, that it is a long term commitment.
And improving your chances of being a success.
Exactly, and getting them into the right frame of mind so that they know what they're going into, and then they go into their startup phase, or they go into their Start Your Own Business program.
And you mentioned networking there again. This is going back to technology.
Well, it's so important. Yeah.
It's how to get your name out there.
Person-to-person contact can't beat technology either, you know, so there's a lot developing your personal networking skills.
Well, your centre around there, the Enterprise Centre, that's fantastic because people are interacting with each other.
Yeah, they do,
And they're helping each other out with the businesses and maybe giving each other.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and we promote the businesses ourselves and, you know, we refer our own custom to them if we have to, or others from outside who might be looking for recommendations because, you know, we've personal experience of working with these companies. We're having a little mini fair just on that point on the 11th of December from 10:30 to 1:00. So everybody in the community is welcome to come along. Basically, it's just a small fair with craft fair with local people from the centre or from the local community coming in to sell their wares. So there'll be a whole range of Christmas gifts available for people to come in, and at very competitive rates as well, because we're still all looking at the pennies. But it's just about, what we're trying to do is to support local and try and get people to think about supporting local. Because if you support your local business, then that will impact on the growth of the economy. Lots of people work in local businesses, live in the local community, run their own businesses, live in the local community. So if we can help them along, it's just better for everybody.
And is this just open to the people in the Enterprise
Centre? No, it's open to everybody in the community. We will be dropping little leaflets and putting posters up. But basically, it's just come along. There's no entry fee. It's just come along, come in, have a look around. We'll have 10 little businesses there, which is great. All doing their own thing, all selling their products and services, mainly products, you know, from soaps to Irish gifts, craftware, pottery, scarves, you name it.
And the greeting card companies, that's still
the greeting card, Clover Rua, they're doing really, really well. They just come up with this fabulous new print of the GPO with the Irish flag on top, because it's for 2016.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be
a big
very,
seller.
Very popular.
Did they move out to Dublin Airport? Have they got an outlet?
They have an outlet in Dublin Airport,
Well, that's great. It must be great for you to see.
It is. Yeah, but I see all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes as well. It's constant, you know, it's a constantly innovating, coming up with new product ideas, selling, deliveries, you know, quality control, distribution. I can see all of that, and we help out where if it's needed. I mean, I've spent weeks folding tea towels, would you believe, just to give them a hand out, because the orders are now coming in very, very quickly. So in the centre, you know, we support the businesses. We do everything that we can to help them. This new workshop we're having on the 10th of September, or sorry, December, sorry, in the centre is another step towards us reaching out to people in the community. And so we're looking for people who are unemployed, who don't necessarily have to be signing on. We're looking for people who are perhaps in a job, who are considering self-employment and would like to come along and find out what it's all about. And students, so we're doing some work with Mary Hickey, who's head of adult education up there in Colossidulic, and we're working with the partnership to help recruit in, you know, unemployed people. So, you know, we're looking for a broad mix of people. And it'll be for 3 hours, no cost. If they have a laptop, they can bring it along. If they don't worry, we can supply them with one. And again, it's just, again, an opportunity for us to help promote this entrepreneurial culture out there in the community.
And I see you mentioned here as well, seniors considering a new career.
Yes. Seniors. Like us, John.
I'm in denial about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I'm up that river myself.
And that's on Thursday, the 10th of December.
Thursday in the Enterprise Centre on Bunratty Drive
and
in Coolock.
9:30 to 12:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And as you said, free of charge.
Free of charge, yep.
And refreshments, tea, coffee.
Coffee, yep. Yeah. And then the other event then we have the following day, we're very busy over there, is our little mini fair, craft fair. So
it's 11th of December, and what's the time for that?
It's from say about 10:30 to 1:00. So people can come into the centre, they can look around, they can have a cup of tea and a sticky bun or a mince pie, whatever they want, and hopefully like something, like and buy. You know.
And will Rose Taylor, will she be displaying?
Rose will be there, yeah. Clover Rule will be there. The Clarks of Dublin, the soap company, will be there. She's got some new products on board. She's also in the airport as well. She's doing very well.
What a day is that, the 11th of December?
It's a Friday.
A Friday?
Yes, it's the day after the workshop.
Yeah, I might drop around.
Do, please. No. Yeah. Yeah, and anybody in here, I'll send you on the flyer.
Yeah,
anybody else that would like to come along. We're really trying to, in doing that, we're helping small businesses, local businesses, and we're trying to draw the community onto our campus in Coolock so people can see what we're doing there, you know. And and we welcome everybody in.
Right, and then you opened new units and they're full?
Yeah.
So people are flocking into the Enterprise Centre.
People are looking for space, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Actually, it's very interesting, this new company that is coming in, they were in an office in Raheny, which was bought by NAMA, and they shot the rent up, so...
It's
very destructive, you know, for companies that have been happily working away, and this company employs 3 people. So if they hadn't found us, they probably would have been in a very, very difficult situation. And I think that is something that NAMA need to look at, you know, that in taking over these premises, they can't force the encumbrance out, you know. Maybe they're doing it because they want to empty the building to sell it on. Who knows? I don't know. But it seems to me to be, from a small business perspective, it seems to be quite negative.
Yeah, it's just there's no joined up thinking out
no.
there.
It just doesn't make any sense.
We've spoken about this before, and then rates.
Yeah.
And
now we're happy to get the client in.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of rates, John, we have developed quite a very healthy relationship with the rates office.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. They're very understanding. They do not want to put anybody under unnecessary pressure. Our small businesses now can come into an arrangement with the rates officer where they can pay it off on a monthly basis. And rather than, you know, a big check up front. Which is fantastic.
This is people in your enterprise.
Yeah, any commercial company has to pay rates. Yeah. And so the rates vary depending on the size of your unit.
Yeah, you just see units in shopping centres and in city centre and all, and they're just closed.
Yeah.
And mainly because of high rents and rates.
Yeah, now the landlord has to pay 50% of the rates on that unit as long as it's empty.
Would you be the landlord?
Yeah. So we, even as a not-for-profit organisation, we would still be liable for 50% of the rates on an empty unit. And that's non-refundable. It used to be 100%, but they brought it down to 50%. So the quicker we fill our unit, the better, basically.
And if it's not, if it's empty, you still have to pay these.
We have to pay, yeah, 50% of the rate. So if it's 400 euro, we pay 200. If it's 1200 euro, we have to pay 600. Yeah, so it's a bit mad.
Yeah, and we all know the way forward is small businesses, and everybody's pushing for people.
Yeah,
get off the dole.
70% of people employed in this country are employed in small companies. And it's a huge, like, you know, the work that I do with ISME, the Irish Small and Medium Sized Enterprise, it's very, very challenging because we see these big companies coming in, creating 500, 600, 700 jobs, which is amazing. But the amount of support that those multinational companies get from the government and flexibility that they have is far, far outweighs the indigenous or which. So it's constantly on the agenda of ISME from a policy level that, you know, we continue to let the government know that we're here. We're employing people. Even not-for-profits are included in that, by the way, through my participation on that council for ISME.
Yeah.
You know, that they're significant employers in this community of Ireland as well. So their needs have been brought because they have to apply to the same rules and regulations as any other small business in terms of governance and all that. But however, where we're looking at things like grant aid for an assistance for recruitment, we're looking for issues around taxation issues and rates and whatever. So there's a whole range of issues that we're looking at, constantly banging the door of the government on.
They're not making things easy.
No.
They're not. We won't get into it.
No, that's it. We'd have to get Mark Fielding in to speak about that. He's or the chairman. Actually, the chairman, I'm happy to say, is the owner of Astro Park, James Coughlin. So a good Northsider has taken over as chair of ISME, which is good for us. And he's got two locations, and he's located here in Coolock.
We'll get him in.
Yeah.
Have a chat with him.
I'll speak to him and we'll bring him in and have a chat with him. Thank you. It was nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you
and
again.
And I hope everybody comes and enjoys himself, either at the workshop or the fair or both, hopefully.
Yeah, both. Well, the fair sounds very interesting anyway. And I've met some of the people around there and they're doing great work.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can get over.
Yeah. You know. Oh, I'll be buying my Christmas presents there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Support local business.
Yeah,
that's the mantra.
Okay, Fiona, and contact numbers or anything?
The main number is 01-867-5200. So if they have any queries, they can just ring reception and ask for Fiona, and I'll give them any information that they need.
Thanks very much, Fiona.
Thank you, John.
Lovely seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
We won't leave us so long next time.
Not.
Okay.
This is 90.3 Near FM.